Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 466. 466. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon, I'll show you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Both are absolutely free. We also pay for the postage and handling. If you'd like to help out with this expenses, it's getting a little close now. We could use some of your tithes and offerings, and if you don't tithe and give offerings to the Lord, well, then the Bible says that things will happen to you that's bad, all right? And, you know, I know that people don't like to hear the real Bible these days. They're into all sorts of fables that some preachers make up, but you're going to face the real God one of these days. We have some a real good message this evening and some different revelations in regard to the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church, which some people call it. The Bible calls it the beast, the false prophet, the beast, the whore of revelations, calls it, and another part of that machine happens to be the grand media, the media at large, because they exalt the Pope, and just as they have done ever since that cult began, not very long ago either, the true Church of God was born in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. They were all Jews. Not one of them was Roman Catholic. Not one of them was a Italian or a Pole or any other nationality. They were all Jews. And so try to remember that we wrote the Bible, and that don't tell us what the Bible says. Ask us, because we're the ones that God has anointed to write the Bible. It was actually the Lord that dictated the Bible to holy prophets. There's no private interpretation of it. It doesn't mean what the preachers are saying it means today. Yeah, there's a whole true meaning of the Bible. It's absolutely 100%. It's exquisite, and it needs to be obeyed. We have music. We've got letters. We've got an expose on the Vatican. Because they keep saying they're a church, and they're nothing but a political cult. And they are the Antichrist. Plus, it's a woman the Bible describes in the book of Revelation. It's a big, fat sow of a woman with blasphemy written all over her. She blasphemes God and His Word, and she hates His Word, and she takes it out of schools, and she takes it out of government, when in reality, the only government that we have to rely on is the government of God. And so people should read the book of Deuteronomy. I was planning, but sometimes the Lord changes my plans. I believe that He wants me to read some from the book of Deuteronomy today to tell the reality of the living God, and then to bring forth some of the scriptures in the book of Revelation that show that God is the same God today as He was during those early days in the Old Testament. Now, the New Testament is fulfillment of the Old. The Lord drowned the entire world in the Old Testament, and He's going to send down fire and brimstone on this world in these last days, and it's going to happen real soon. But the Lord is giving warning signs now, and has been giving them for quite some time, with earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes, all kinds of different diseases, infirmities and sicknesses, to make people, or to try to cause people, to get on their knees and cry out to God for forgiveness so that God will not destroy them. Now, some people just keep preaching that God is only love, and this is so false. It's like a comic book of what they're doing with the Bible, but the Bible never changes. The Word of God is the Word of God, and there isn't any funny thing about it. There isn't anything comical about it whatsoever. God is a good God. He does love. He loves so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But if you don't, then there's a lot of wrath that comes from God. God's wrath is renowned throughout the Old and New Testament. So the best thing for you to do is to listen to this program really good, and be sure your sins will find you out. There is no sin. People know all the different kinds of brands of alcohol, liquor, beers, and all these things, but they don't know what sin is. But you have to study the Bible to know what sin is, and the Bible says, the Word of God says, Christ says that you must not sin. You must be perfect, and the Lord gives us enough power from His Word, His Holy Spirit. He is the Word, and we receive the power of Him in us so that we are able to abstain from sin. So we have also music, and I don't know whether I said letters or not, but we have them, and we have some explanations. Lots of explanations on this program today. So right now, though, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service, this program. Father, You are the only one that is able to bring forth life. You're the giver of life. You're the life-giving Spirit. You are one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three natures of God. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Lord, take over this program, anoint it, give it life so that people can receive life from it, that they can receive eternal life, and that the church can be strengthened. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right. We have a song here by one of our groups. It's called the Alamo Brothers Keepers Quartet. And this song is When I Wake Up to Sleep No More. Where's the first one from?
From Nigeria, Africa.
All right, what did they have to say?
Dear Pastor Tony, I am greeting and thanking you in the mighty and powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord Almighty richly bless you and your ministry. May the grace and joy of the Almighty Lord be yours and all the members of your church. May the Lord Almighty give you more anointing, strength, and sound health for you to be more useful for the kingdom. Sir, I am greatly touched by the advice and counseling you gave to me on how you and your late wife started your ministry from the lower level to the upper level where your ministry is today. I am really thanking you for the advice and counseling. Sir, I also greatly thank you for the newsletters, literature, and the t-shirts and sweatshirts. These newsletters and literature are of vital use for winning more souls, because as we are distributing the literature and newsletters, people are surrendering their lives to Jesus Christ, and our members are also increasing. Sir, we also distribute the literature and newsletters to many villages and towns around us. Pastor Tony, we shall be very glad to receive more newsletters, literature, and many Bibles for the new members who are unable to buy Bibles because of economic problems in Nigeria. Sir, we also want you to send more t-shirts and sweatshirts for our members to wear when they are going out for evangelism. Thank you, sir. May the Lord Jesus continually use you for the kingdom. Yours in the Lord, Pastor Gabriel from Ogun State, Nigeria, Africa.
Praise the Lord. This church is truly growing by leaps and bounds. Our website just keeps increasing every week. We've had weeks on the website where it runs over 200,000, 200, I think 250,000 one week, and it's getting bigger. So that's a pretty good-sized church per week just on the website. That's not including what we do in our churches. We have a church in New York City. We have one in Los Angeles, and we have one in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and one near Texarkana, Texas, and then hundreds of churches throughout the world and many hundreds of distributors. So we're growing by leaps and bounds. So we know that that's happening because of the Spirit of the Lord, that He's coming back to earth again real soon. All right, what's the other letter?
From Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Hey, Tony, how are you doing?
Fine.
I've been listening to your show for just a week now. At first, I didn't believe what you were saying about the Catholic Church. But the more I thought about it and looked at the evidence with the common knowledge I have of other related things, it all makes sense. My question is, do you think there is a connection between the Nazis who escaped to South America and still reside there today and the Catholic Church? Signed, James from Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, I really know that it is. As a matter of fact, I've written a piece of literature called The Fugitive Pope. The Pope helped out with making cyanide gas. He wasn't Pope then, he was a priest, and his name he later became Pope Paul, or John Paul II, and he helped murder millions and millions of Jews. The count, they say, was around 6 million of them, men, women, and children. And he definitely fled to Argentina after the war because he wanted to avoid prosecution. And the Vatican hid him just as they're hiding all those hundreds of thousands of pedophiles and rapists, not only boys, altar boys, but they have raped little girls 4, 5, and 6 years old. And the government, this beast government, isn't doing a thing about it. They're not doing a blessed thing about it. Why? Because they protect their own. Jesus said that when they asked him about paying taxes. He said, you know, that the government doesn't go after the secular Antichrist government, doesn't go after their own to pay taxes, but us Christians, they go after us to pay taxes. As a matter of fact, so Jesus told them to go down to the river and just take catch a fish, and there'd be a piece of gold in the mouth of the fish so that they could pay taxes with it. But Sharon, read a little bit from my piece of literature called Fugitive Pope. This literature is also in a book, a very well-renowned book. The man that wrote it was killed, murdered. And it's called The Pale Horse. What is it called?
Behold
a Pale Horse. And the pale horse is death. And so what he was doing was showing who this pale horse is, and it's the Antichrist cult that sits in the city. We're going to read some literature here. It shows that back in the days of the Apostle Paul, they used to call Rome the city of the seven hills, and some would call it the seven mountains. And this is where Satan's seat is. This is where the devil actually sits. It's a city, which is the Vatican City, and this is where the popes sit. Yes, they did give power to they did give power to Hitler, and they say we apologize that we didn't do more during the World War II. What they were, they're the ones that caused World War II. And they're the ones also that murdered 6 million Jews, and they're still murdering Jews today, and also anyone that, and Christians and Jews. Now, they're also now after, because they figure that they've got the Christians and the Jews under their thumb, so now they're going after the organization that they raised up themselves, which is the Muhammad Church, and they want them to convert now to Catholicism, so they're bombing. They bombed them and killed millions of people over there, men, women, and children. Go ahead and read a little bit of this piece of literature that I've written several years ago.
Everything that God has, Satan has a counterfeit, a phony for it, so watch out. South of Murano were the ports of Genoa and Rome, where the Vatican helped the Nazis to secure false documents.
Okay, the Vatican helped the Nazis secure false passports, false documents, so they could get out of there and go to Argentina and places like that. That's what they did with all these pedophile people. They branched them out all over. They dispersed them all over the world. Okay, and then we have other information on that. Go ahead.
Where the Vatican helped the Nazis to secure false documents for their steamship voyage to America. The Catholic cult helped hundreds of thousands of Catholic Nazi war criminals and spies to escape to America and other countries.
Because they were all Catholics. And that's what's happening today. The ones that are attempting to cause people to leave my church and to go away from it, just like Dr. Greenspan and other people in town, I don't want to mention their names because I don't know how much harassment they'd be able to take. Not everybody has my constitution or the constitution that Buster has. But they're telling Buster now that if he'll just tell lies about me, in other words, roll over on me, that they will, all this persecution that they're coming against him with will go away. So at first they started by raiding his store, taking his money, a couple hundred thousand somewhere in that area, and a third of his merchandise out of the store. And now they've indicted him, and he had to pay out $250,000. That he received $250,000, that is a lot of money to get an attorney to defend him. And the attorney says there's no problem, because it's obvious that he can prove that he's innocent, but still he'll be short $250,000. And that's what this monster of a cult, which they call a church, does to people. They harass and they murder and they maim and they imprison people. But continue on.
The Vatican's principal agencies for handling Nazi Catholic war criminals were a group of Catholic relief agencies in Rome that divided the assistance work according to the nationality of the fugitive refugees.
Right, so in other words, they have different administration people that if you are coming from, say, Poland, and you're Catholic, and you were war criminals, they'll spirit you away to some place, and they have people just for Polish people to hide you. And they have people from Spain and all different places that they will hide you. Keep going.
Lithuanians went to see Reverend Jatu Levicius at number 6 on the Via Lusutlo, for example.
So they take care of those people, these war criminals. The Catholics do this because they're monsters. They're like Satan's imps. They're people that are inhabited with the same evil angels that were thrown out of heaven with Satan himself. Then what?
While Padre Galov at 33 Via di Parione aided Hungarians, and Monsignors Draganovic and Magjeric at the Instituto di St. Geronimus were in charge of Croatian relief and so forth.
Yeah, it goes on and on and on, all the different nationalities. They just, each one has a different position in this political dragon, the Antichrist, the Roman Catholic, quote, church, unquote. Then what?
Cardinal Casaroli, now the Secretary of State of the Vatican, then with the Milan Mafia, helped also in assisting in the flight of the Nazi Catholic butchers.
Yeah, even different motion pictures like The Godfather shows how corrupt that Roman Catholic, quote, church, unquote, is. They show how they murdered their own pope because the pope wouldn't do the things that they didn't exactly like. He wasn't as corrupt as they wanted him to be. Corrupt, but not as corrupt as they wanted him to be. Okay, and then what?
John Paul II shows up again falsifying passports for Catholic Nazi war criminals.
So not only did he help murder 6 million Jews, but he also assisted the Nazi war criminals by falsifying passports. He was arranging different papers for them so that they could be taken away, spirited away into all these different countries and go to these Nazi Catholic coordinators to coordinate there, where they could assist them in work and places to live and food until they got on their feet. And then what?
John Paul II shows up again falsifying passports for Catholic Nazi war criminals for their escape to Hong Kong, the Middle East, South America, and all over the world.
Right. Now, Bayer Aspirin Company, and they manufacture many other drug products. They are the ones that, that's IG Farben. Now, IG Farben is the one that made the cyanide gas to murder the Jews. So be careful when you're taking Bayer aspirins or any of their products. They are coming from the same people that murdered my fellow Longsman, the Jews, and they've murdered other people. Where did they send all that contaminated stuff not long ago? You know, it was the blood, something that poisons the blood. What was it?
It was medicine for hemophiliacs. So when they found out it was tainted with AIDS,
yeah, they made this medicine that was tainted with AIDS, and they found it out. So they shipped it out of the United States, and they shipped it to where? Some other foreign country, poverty-stricken country, because to them, to the Vatican, people that are not Roman Catholic are nothing more than a bunch of bugs to step on. To the Roman Catholic cult, you and I are like bugs, or creeps to step on. Now, the Bible is completely different than that, though. The Lord says for us to be kind to all people. Amen?
Amen.
And even to animals. But they love to contaminate them, to gas them with cyanide. They're the most vicious, filthy, rotten people that ever lived on the face of this earth. There was never anything like it in history. And the Bible plainly spells out that they are the ones that did it. This, the Bible tells us that the whore, this big fat sow, prostitute, the mother of every abomination that has blasphemies on her forehead, rides on the beast, which is the one world government. And it states that there are 10 kings, and then Daniel describes it as 10 toes on the last kingdom. Well, what it is it's just a one world government. Amen?
Amen.
So 10 kings are the major players in this political rat-infested, Satan-infested organization. And they are enjoying themselves at the moment, but the Lord says he's going to cast the false prophet, the beast, which is the world government, the players in there, and also the mouth of the Vatican. He's going to throw them all into a lake of fire where they'll be burning and chewing on their tongues and grinding their teeth for the pain that they're going to experience throughout eternity. Okay, keep reading some more.
Also, John Paul II was a protege of Montini, who was working with the Milan Mafia, organized crime, and the CIA. Montini later became Pope Paul VI.
Okay, so we could go on forever talking about these, that sewer of corruption. It's a sewer of corruption. It's just there's no end to its evil, just as there is no end to God's goodness. But God is going to, God throughout history shows that he punishes people that are wicked. Like he punished everyone in the world but eight souls during the day of Noah, and he's going to punish everyone in the entire world was brimstone. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, it said in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, likewise as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, he said he's going to do the same thing to this whole world. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, sulfur, fire, and brimstone. People make fun of it, but in Sodom and Gomorrah, people that went over there to see if it really existed found that it was. It did, it was really there, and they found little rocks that were yellow and red in color, and they were the brimstone. And when they set it on a spoon, like a metal spoon, and ignited it, it just ate its way right through the metal spoon. And so there's plenty of evidence. They said there's an untold number. It isn't just a few of them. They said you can go there and gather those rocks up, and they crumble right in your hands. Not the brimstone, but the Bible says that he reduced everything to ashes in that area. And that's what he's going to do to the Vatican, the Roman Catholic cult headquarters in Rome, the city of the seven hills or mountains. In the days of the writing of the Bible, some of people call it mountains, some people called it hills. And but it's still the same meaning. More than half of the Bibles today call it hills. The King James calls it mountains, but it was called both in those last days. There isn't another cult in the world that can compare to the description of the Antichrist, false prophet, the beast, and the mouth of Satan, as the Roman Catholic called. Said it's the richest church in the world, cult. Like there are many churches, but none of them has a city. And this city is the seat of Satan. Vatican City is right in the heart of Rome. And I lived about one-eighth of a block from it. I could stand out on my balcony in the hotel. I'm looking right at the Vatican. I just turn right, and there it is. And those bells, those inferno bells, would wake me up when I didn't want to be woke up. It would just rattle the whole hotel. Okay, we read some description of the Vatican here. Okay, this is from Revelation, right?
17th.
The 17th chapter? Okay.
A woman rides the beast, and that woman is a city built on seven hills that reigns over the kings of the earth.
Okay, so no other church reigns over the kings of the earth because no other church is as political as the Vatican. These kings of the earth are actually members of the Vatican, they would not be in the position of kingship or president of the United States unless they were part of that diabolical, insane, maniacal cult. Okay, go ahead.
Was ever in all of history such a statement made? John immediately equates the reader's acceptance of this...
Yeah, the Apostle John, who the Lord used to... Jesus gave John the revelation, which is, we call, the Book of Revelation. Okay, go ahead.
The Apostle John immediately equates the reader's acceptance of this revelation with wisdom.
No, in other words, he says those that have wisdom, those whose heads, their spirits, their souls are cram-packed with wisdom. Read that. From where?
From Revelation chapter 17, verse 9.
Okay, read it.
This calls for a mind to consider...
In other words, to be able to discern who the wicked cult is and where she sits, needs some wisdom. Amen? You
Amen.
Need wisdom. You just can't understand this unless you study it. Then go ahead.
This calls for a mind to consider that is packed with wisdom and intelligence.
Now you have to have a mind that's packed with wisdom and spiritual intelligence. Then what?
It is something for a particular mode of thinking and judging of thoughts, feelings.
Now, the particular mode is, it has to be a spiritual mode, a mind that thinks in a spiritual way. A mind that belongs to a person that prays without ceasing. That prays always. Then what?
It is something...
Because it's a spiritual revelation. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
It is something for a particular mode of thinking and judging of thoughts, feelings, and purposes. The seven heads are seven hills upon which the woman is sitting.
Okay, the seven heads are the seven hills. And then the ten crowns are the same as in Daniel, where it says the ten toes. There's this monstrous, it's the last of four kingdoms that once was dead, and then it was dead for quite a while. It was alive once, it was a kingdom, and then it died during the time of Nero, and then for years it didn't do anything. Then all of a sudden, in the past 500-600 years, it's become the world monster. It's the monster. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? So it's alive again for a while. Then read.
We dare not pass over such a disclosure casually. It merits our careful and prayerful attention. Here is no mystical or allegorical language, but an unambiguous statement in plain words. Quote, the woman is that great city. There is no justification for seeking some other hidden meaning. Yet books have been written and sermons preached insisting that, quote, Mystery Babylon, unquote, is the United States. That is clearly not the case. For the United States is as Sodom, considering the honor now given to homosexuals, but it is definitely not the Babylon that Apostle John sees in this vision. The woman is a city.
A Vatican city, to be exact. Then what?
Furthermore, she is a city built on seven hills. That specification...
That's why the Vatican says that they don't have to pay taxes here in the United States, the Roman Catholic cult, because it's a country, and ambassadors from countries, or if they open up business here, they don't have to pay taxes. We bugs that they step on are the ones that have to pay taxes to support that cult. And she's using our armed forces to come into greater power. She has our young men and women dying overseas, bombing different countries so that she can say that she ruled the world before she got thrown into hell. It's some kind of a thing with her that she just has to prove that there's enough crazy or stupid people in this world, or ignorant people, to where... The Bible says that Satan deceives the whole world. And that's what she's done. Okay, go ahead.
That specification eliminates ancient Babylon. Only one city has for more than 2,000 years been known as the city on seven hills. That city is Rome. The Catholic Encyclopedia states, quote, "It is within the city of Rome, called the City of Seven Hills, that the entire area of Vatican State proper is now confined," unquote.
And remember, back then they also called them mountains. They used to call Vatican State Rome the City of the Seven Mountains, or most of them would say the Seven Hills. It's a historic fact. We have all that. Then what else?
That was in the Catholic Encyclopedia, Thomas Nelson. There are, of course, other cities, such as Rio de Janeiro, that were also built on seven hills. Therefore, the Apostle John provides at least more characteristics to limit the identification to Rome alone.
Yeah, because Rio de Janeiro doesn't hold a sway all these kings, and they don't have all that gold, and they don't have the colors are not red and scarlet and gold and all these in purple. It's the Vatican. Okay, there's maybe Helena, Montana, where I'm from, has seven mountains around it too, but Helena, Montana is just like a pimple on that's the political city too. That's the headquarters, that's the of Montana. That's the where the all the politicians are. Then what?
We will examine each one in detail in subsequent chapters.
But Helena, Montana, or Rio de Janeiro, Rio, not Rio, okay, is not called the City of the Seven Hills or Mountains. It's not called that. Rome is, and it's not. There isn't a city there that is immune from paying taxes if they come here, okay? Then what?
However, as a preview of where we are going...
Or it's not a nation. The nation is the Vatican City. They are immune from taxes. The Gallo Wine Company doesn't pay one penny taxes. All the alcoholic beverage places do not. They're all run by the Vatican. As a matter of fact, there are five nightclubs, bars, discotheques in the Vatican. Okay? How do I know? I know people that were there that danced the Watusi in one, the discotheque, or the, what do they call it, some other dances that they did, the twist. Okay, then what?
However, as a preview of where we are going, we will limit them now and discuss each one briefly. As we shall see, there is only one city on the earth which, in both historical and contemporary perspectives, passes every test the Apostle John gives, including its identification.
Gives regarding who the evil, wicked city is, where the Satan sits. Okay, then what?
Including its identification as Mystery Babylon. That city is Rome, and more specifically, Vatican City. Even Catholic apologist Carl Keating admits that Rome has long been known as Babylon. Keating claims that Peter's statement, quote, "The church here in Babylon sends you her greetings," unquote, from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13, proves that Peter was writing from Rome. He explains further, quote, "Babylon is a code word for Rome. It is used that way six times in the last book of the Bible. Four of the six are in chapters 17 and 18, and extra-biblical works such as Sibylline Oracles 5, 15-9f, and Apocalypse of Baruch, and 4 Esdras, chapter 3, verse 1. Quote, Eusebius Pamphilius, writing about 303, noted that it is said that Peter's first epistle was composed at Rome itself, and that he himself indicates this, referring to the city figuratively as Babylon, unquote. Carl Keating, Catholicism and Fundamentalism, The Attack on Romanism by Bible Christians. As for, quote, mystery, that name imprinted on the woman's forehead is the perfect designation for Vatican City. Mystery is at the very heart of Roman Catholicism, for the words, quote, mysterium fidev, pronounced at the alleged transformation of the bread and wine into the literal body and blood of Jesus Christ, to the enigmatic apparitions of Mary around the world.
Yeah, there are so many clandestine cloak and dagger organizations in the Vatican. There's the Knights of Malta. There is the Jesuits. Everything they do is very secretive. They're in every phase of government. They're in every phase of every government. A friend of mine that has written many books regarding it stated that they are like termites because they bore themselves into every fiber of every government in the world. Nobody does that but them. I mean, they are, you can talk about this, there's so much fallacy about Mother Teresa. They exalt her in the news, and everybody thinks she's like the Madonna or something. And she's, I'm not talking about Madonna the singer. I'm talking about, they make her out to be as holy as Mary. Mary was a good lady because she was she loved the Lord, but she was not deity. And this cult prays to Mary, which is an out-and-out sin. And they have all kinds of figurines and statues that they pray to. And this is an abomination to the Lord. All you have to do is read the Old and New Testament, and you'll see how God will destroy anybody that does that. And so if you're having hard times, if you have sickness, disease, infirmities, if you're being swept away by tsunamis, or if you're, you've had problems, if your loved ones have sicknesses, disease, infirmities, if you're under siege, there's persecution coming your way. Now, we will suffer persecution, all that live godly, but we have the power. We have a lot of power from God. We have Him living in us. But those of you that don't know how to handle persecution, you know, it's because you don't know the Lord. Okay, now continue on.
Every sacrament from baptism to extreme unction manifests the mysterious power which the faithful must believe the priests, the mystery of Christ. It's a mystagogy. And that all the church's liturgy is mystery. Catechism of the Catholic Church, the Wanderer Press.
But the Lord doesn't make anything a mystery. He lets us know everything in His Word, and that's how we're able to preach His gospel. We didn't know the Lord, God. We weren't able to understand Him. We knew that He was loved to those that keep His commandments, and we knew that He would bring down wrath and destruction on people that didn't do what He said, or thumb their nose at Him, but we didn't know Him the way we know Him through His Messiah, His Savior, who is Christ. The teachings in the New Testament are explain God very well, and they tell the same story that the Old Testament says. God is a God of love, but He's also a God of wrath. And then He's a God of extreme wrath to those that just keep they continue on in their sin. Okay? And he calls this organization there he calls it the Satan's Church. He said the synagogue of Satan. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Who is the whore? The first thing we are told about the woman is that she is a, quote, whore, unquote.
Yeah, that's the Catholic, quote, church, unquote. She's the whore of Revelation. Then what?
Revelation chapter 17, verse 1. That earthly kings, quote, have committed fornication, unquote, with her.
Yeah, they do business with her. You can't really do business. Like, because I'm not a Catholic, I was in 10,000 stores with all my clothing. I used to manufacture clothing, and it was did a lot of clothing for most of the major movie stars and recording artists, and even sports figures, and so my name became so well known in the clothing industry that a bunch of stores wanted to put my clothes in their stores. Stores like Neiman Marcus, the Waldorf Astoria, Trump Plaza, Trump Tower, the Signal stores, the merry-go-round stores, and 10,000 stores altogether. And the government, because they run commerce, and if you're not a Catholic, they won't let you, so they went from one store to another. They sent marshals there and said that I was running a slave labor camp by using children's labor. And, of course, this wasn't true. And they threatened them. They said, if you don't stop selling Tony Alamo's clothes, we're going to close you down. We're going to see to it that you don't exist anymore. And so I don't do clothing anymore, so they stopped me from doing that. But it's going to take a bullet to stop me from doing what I'm doing. No, that's good. All they did is put me full-time into the ministry, okay? They even closed my store down in Nashville. It was the number one clothing store in the world. Everybody that was anybody went in there, even Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy, Mrs. Douglas MacArthur shopped there. Peter Duchin, he came in, and there's everybody, the great ballet artists of the world. They come into the store, they close that down. They just hate anybody that is talented as I am. I've taken the record industry by surprise. I'm the first one who came out with the 20 original hits. I took over the clothing industry. They had 1,000 booths in the different shows there, and my booth was the only one doing business. My clothing is so hot that everybody was crowding around there. They want Schepler stores, wanted them. I was in all the Schepler stores. This is the biggest country western stores in the country. And they went to him and told him, no, don't buy his clothes, because he's using the money to feed and clothe and house poor people and people that want to serve the Lord. And don't do it, because he's... And they made up lies about me, you know, like I'm using child labor. We didn't use any child labor. I farmed a lot of that work out to different manufacturing companies. It's just a lie, but what do you do when somebody puts a gun in your face? Don't do business with Tony Alamo anymore. But they can't do that to Buster. They couldn't do that to Dr. Greenspan. They harassed him so much that he committed suicide. Okay, this is the same cult, the same devil that crucified Jesus to the cross and crucified, cut the Apostle Paul's head off and nailed Peter upside down and has burned thousands upon thousands, maybe millions of Christians, true Christians, to the cross. They don't want anybody getting in their way. They're political and they're all about money, folks. That's what they are. It's this letter that this man sent in here just triggered me off here. Okay, keep going.
And we are told that, quote, all the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Yeah, they're all like, they control the television. They control all those different programs you see on TV. That's why, you know, they've got pornography. They're in charge of all that. Now, you know, they could stop it just like they've stopped the Bible. But they don't, because it's the same thing that they are. They're pornographers. They've got pornographic minds. How long do you think it would take for me to stop the pornography and to put the Bible back into the school and to start prosecuting those evil monsters? It would take me one day. One day. And I guarantee you this country would be on its feet immediately. And I would immediately stop these our boys, our young men and women, from going around to different countries and bombing little children, their mothers and their dads and their grandmothers and their grandfathers. I would stop it immediately. Anybody that's got any gray matter between their ears would know how to do that, I suppose, especially, but only if you knew the Bible. Mm-hmm. Amen? Because mm-hmm. I know what to do. And none of these people know what to do. They're insane. And the Bible states that the leaders of nations would be insane in the latter days. And that's exactly what's happening. We have so much of this to read. Keep going a little bit more.
Why would a city be called a whore and be accused of having committed fornication with kings? Such an indictment would never be made of London or Moscow or Paris or any other ordinary city. It wouldn't make sense.
No, because these people are the ones that are committing fornication with the Vatican. If you do all the countries, they know that if you do what the Vatican says, they'll give you honor and they'll give you some position or something. And if you do anything that they don't like, they'll kill you. Then what?
Fornication and adultery are used in the Bible in both the physical and the spiritual sense. Of Jerusalem.
Yeah, a political sense and a spiritual sense. And what?
Of Jerusalem, God said, quote, how has the faithful city become a harlot, unquote, Isaiah 1:21. Israel, whom God had set apart from all the other peoples to be holy for his purposes, had entered into unholy, adulterous alliances with the idol-worshipping nations about her.
Now, all these churches that call themselves the United Baptist, the United Methodist, the United Presbyterian, they've joined in with the Vatican. That's the word united means they've united themselves, even the United Pentecostal Church of all things. And one of our biggest attackers out in the Arkansas, Texas area is the United Pentecostal cult. They're not Pentecostal at all. They don't even believe in the Pentecostal experience. And if they did at one time, they've fallen away. They're part of the great falling away. They've fallen away to become members of the Antichrist government, the whore, which is the false prophet, the Vatican, and the government, the one world government that it controls, and the media at large. Then what?
Israel had, quote, committed adultery with stones and with stocks, idols, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 9. Quote, and with their idols have they committed adultery, unquote.
Ezekiel. In other words, they have all kinds of idols in the Catholic cult. You can go there and you wonder, who is this statue of? You're not to build statues. You're not to pray to Mary or anybody else in the kingdom of heaven, but to God through Christ. There's one mediator to the throne of God, and that's the man Christ Jesus. Then what? And that's all throughout the Bible. Then what?
That was Ezekiel 23:37. The entire chapter of Ezekiel chapter 16 explains Israel's spiritual adultery in detail, both with heathen nations and with their false gods, as do many other passages. There is no way that a city could engage in literal fleshly fornication. Thus, we can only conclude that the Apostle John, like the prophets in the Old Testament, is using the term in its spiritual sense. The city, therefore, must claim a spiritual relationship with God. Otherwise, such an allegation would be meaningless. Though it is built on seven hills, there would be no reason to accuse Rio de Janeiro of spiritual fornication. It makes no claim of having a special relationship with God.
So seven hills. Remember, back then they called it seven mountains. Some people called it seven mountains, and most everybody called it seven hills. Then what?
And though Jerusalem has that relationship, it cannot be the woman riding on the beast, for it is not built on seven hills, nor does it meet the other criteria by which this woman is to be identified. Against only one other city in history could a charge of fornication be leveled. That city is Rome, and more specifically Vatican City. She claims to have been the worldwide headquarters of Christianity since its beginning, and maintains that claim to this day.
But they are the exact opposite of Christianity. It's the false Christ, the Antichrist, and I see my time is up. We may delve into this again on the next message, so make sure that you listen in, okay? Now, this is the time that you must accept the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, we don't have to. No, you don't. The Lord's not going to force you. You're either going to accept him or reject him. There isn't anything else you can do with the Lord. You have to accept him, and if you don't, you're rejecting him. So I wouldn't reject him if I were you, because all these things are coming into the light today because it's the end time. So now you know that you must be born again of the Spirit. The Spirit will enter you, but say this prayer so that can happen, so that the power of God will give you a new spirit, and then he'll, with his, Jesus, with his Father, by the Spirit, will live in that new spirit God gives you. Say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away, my former filthy sins away, in the precious blood that you said shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me. Therefore, I know that I'm saved. You say that everyone that calls upon you shall be saved. So therefore I'm saved, and thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Raise your hands up and praise the Lord. And Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of program number 466. It's free. Just make sure you mention program 466.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you turn in tomorrow for another powerful message from God Himself. God uses me in the spiritual realm and many others to bring you these life-giving messages. Here is the Alamo Brothers Keepers Quartet to sing for you. And this is very true. It's mentioned in the Bible also. And the Lord told me that's how I was saved. Jesus is coming soon.
Troublesome times are here,
filling men's
hearts with fear.
Freedom we
all hold dear,
now is at stake.
Humbling your heart to God,
saves from the
chastening rod.
Seek the way
pilgrims trod, Christians away.
Jesus is
coming.
God's word is told, you was about. When the signs come to pass, near the end at last, it will come very fast. Trumpets will sound.